AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Eli Lilly's 10% week puts it 0.6% from a yearly high, while fair value stretch widens. LLY finished at 1,208 after a strong week on above average participation. But the stock now sits 51.1% above ShareMaestro fair value, as healthcare breadth remains selective. Research brief. Eli Lilly and Company gained 10.0% in the week ended 26 June 2026, closing at 1,208, just 0.6% below its 52-week high of 1,216. The weekly trend backdrop is active, activity pressure is positive, and relative strength is constructive, but the move carries a sizable valuation premium and only moderate volume confirmation at 1.3 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. LLY rose 10.0% for the week, 9.3% over 4 weeks, and 29.4% over 12 weeks, materially ahead of the U.S. healthcare sector's 9.0% average 12-week return. 2. The stock closed 18.1% above its weekly trend line at $1,023, and 51.1% above ShareMaestro fair value at $799.8. 3. Volume improved to 19.7 million shares, equal to 1.3 times the 13-week average and 1.1 times the 52-week average. Supportive, but not a full participation surge. 4. Sector context is positive, but not broad. U.S. healthcare trend breadth is 37.0%, while the drug manufacturer's general industry shows 40.0% active trend breadth. 5. Risk is mainly extension risk near the range top, with 6 recent reversal markers and a wide fair value gap, raising the bar for clean follow-through. Range top price action returns with improved participation. Eli Lilly ended the week at $1,208, up 10.0%, and only 0.6% below its 52-week high of 1,216. The move places the stock at 98.7% of its one-year range, a sharp recovery from the 619.4 low, and a clear sign that buyers have regained control of the upper band of the weekly range. Volume added credibility without reaching a decisive confirmation threshold. The latest week traded 19.7 million shares, above the 13-week average of 15.7 million, and the 52-week average of 17.5 million, giving ratios of 1.3 times and 1.1 times respectively. That is enough to validate improved participation, though the next move would carry more weight if volume moved above the 1.5 times area flagged in the watchlist. Trend signal is active, but this is not a fresh trigger. The weekly trend backdrop is active, and price is 18.1% above the trend line at $1,023, keeping the regime constructive. So, the signal state is better read as a renewed continuation attempt rather than a mature, uninterrupted run. Market dynamics are supportive, but mixed in timing. Activity pressure is positive at 0.94, and relative strength is positive at 20.41, both improving over the past month. At the same time, the signal dashboard shows no fresh buy reading from activity pressure, which means the stock has evidence of demand, but not a new clean trigger from that component. Healthcare context helps, but breadth is still selective. LLY outperformed a constructive healthcare week. The stock's 10.0% weekly gain compares with a 5.2% average weekly return for the U.S. healthcare sector, and a 5.2% average for U.S. drug manufacturers, general. Within healthcare, LLY ranked 18th of 100 on the week and sits around the 76th percentile in the broader U.S. healthcare peer set. The sector and industry backdrops are positive on activity, but not broadly synchronized. U.S. healthcare shows 37.0% trend breadth, 52.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 44.0% positive relative strength breadth. The drug manufacturer's general group is slightly firmer, with 40.0% trend breadth and 50.0% readings for both market dynamics and relative strength. That places LLY among the stronger large cap names, though the group is not universally supportive. Valuation distance and reversal markers frame the risk. The main risk is extension. LLY is 51.1% above ShareMaestro fair value at 799.8, while also sitting near the 52-week high after a 29.4% 12-week advance and a 56.9% 52-week gain. A premium can persist when relative strength is strong, but it also raises the sensitivity to any loss of volume support or cooling in activity pressure. The risk record is not excessive, but it is not empty. Recent weekly volatility is 4.5%, below the 52-week level of 5.5%, and the up-down split over the year is favorable at 30 positive weeks versus 22 negative weeks. Average gain weeks have been 4.5% compared with average loss weeks of 3.7%. But six reversal markers in the recent Smart Money read argue for watching whether price can hold near the high without a quick fade. What to watch next? The next test is whether LLY can convert a range top close into sustained follow-through above the 1,216 high, while holding above the 1,023 trend line on any pullback. Continued positive activity pressure would strengthen the case that the move is being absorbed by real demand rather than short-term momentum alone. Volume is the key confirmation gauge. A move accompanied by more than 1.5 times average participation would improve the quality of the next advance, while a retreat from the high on fading pressure would shift attention back to the distance from trend and fair value. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.